Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great Tuesday, and it's time for the Pretty All Things Beautiful with Kim Lee. How you doing, Kim?
I'm fantastic, Mel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Coming off of this Thanksgiving weekend, we're getting ready for the holidays. Kim, hook us up for the holidays. What should we be looking for?
Well, today we're talking about the 8 shades of Christmas, and I know that it is tinsel time, and we are decking our halls with boughs of forest green holly, but guess what? You don't have to be limited to those Christmas colors this particular Christmas, because now there are some unusual colors, Mel, that are actually hitting the runways that I want the listeners to know about, and let's get right into it. The first color that is hot for Christmas is burnt orange. Now, it's not quite as vibrant as the oranges from past season. And I'm kind of feeling this one, Mel, because it's like a dustier orange, so it's really sharp when it's paired with chocolates or grays. Some of the designers that had this color on the runways is Valentino and Rodarte, which I love their pieces. And the next color is Harvest Eggplant. That's what I call it. It's actually a really deep purple. Now, of course, this trend is also seen on lipsticks as well, but now it's making its waves on the runway. So Ferragamo and Bottega Veneta, all of these lines have actually featured this beautiful, beautiful deep purple color. The next one I love, this is one of my favorites, the royal blue. Yes, it's the royal blue of the 80s, Mel, which I think is very striking. It is a true blue and is still a designer's favorite even now into 2012 and 13. And you can't blame them because it is super saturated and the hues are just really great in contrast. Really well with black basics. Stella McCartney had it at Chanel. So these are some of the designers that love this color. Now, this next one is one that you might find in your crayon box. It's called Cerulean, which I love. And it's an amped-up version of the Tiffany Blue Box. And I like this because it's a new shade of turquoise. It's very youthful, very fresh. Looks great if you have auburn hair. So, ladies, if you want to do some highlights in your hair, this color actually would look really great in Mazzani and Oscar de la Renta, which is a favorite of mine. This is the color that they featured on their runways. And the next one, number 5, Venetian Red. I love red. I know you guys are saying, okay, you said with no Christmas colors, but this red is a little different. I like this red. It's very deep and it's rusty, and I like to pair it with a cat eye. I think it looks very, very chic and looks good with bangs. And if you have a nice bob with that red on, you're just going to look amazing. And Valentino, again, loved this color. This next one, now, is one that I know people are going to say, what? It is called Primrose Yellow. It's like a mustard yellow.
Okay.
And it's really, really great. It's a little different from the acid neon yellow that we wore in the summertime, those neon colors. Hated it. Now, and so I'm especially enjoying this color when it's in a print or if it's topped like in a color block ensemble. You know, color blocking is still real cool, so you can definitely do that. I definitely want the listeners, if you are wearing this color, make sure you're wearing it with natural colors, makeup. You don't really want to wear red lips or anything like that with it around the holidays, but if you're going to do that, you want to make sure you are wearing lots of blush or bronzer so you don't look washed out, because it will wash you out. And speaking of wash out, this next color is a great color for all complexions. I love this color. It is peach.
Yeah.
Peach is a beautiful color. It's making a lovely comeback this Christmas. It's, you know, it's a statement. It's a little different. Last year was a pale pink. This year is the peach, and I like it because it's nice and warm, and it works on even the palest skin tones, and it's going to make you look nice and cozy and fluffy and soft and sweet. So I like that color. That's my number 7. And number 8 is a deep teal. Love this color, Mel.
Yes.
I prefer wearing this color. I love, love, love it. This rich texture, it has velvet. I like it in velvet. I like it in crepe silk. I love it in satin. I love it because it's great for nighttime. It is definitely the new black. If you notice, all of the designers and all of the clothing in the stores, you know, they're kind of gravitating to this teal, which I really, really like. Oscar de la Renta, again, Sonia Raquel, which I love. Diane von Furstenberg, lots of designers are just really eating up this color. And so I definitely want to encourage, you know, the listeners, if you like a little green, try to do the teal. The teal is really great. So those are my 8 colors for Christmas, the 8 shades of Christmas, Mel. And hopefully you guys won't be married to that black dress. You want to venture out and get you one of these colors. And I think you're going to look amazing.
You had me at cerulean. I'm a turquoise girl. Any shade of anything that looks like or thinks is turquoise, that's for me.
Yes. and you will be looking lovely, honey, with your Tiffany box blue. Honey, it's going to look fabulous.
Yay. Well, thanks for the color update, Kim. We are going to get our colors straight for the holiday season, down with the red and the green. Well, with the wrong red and the wrong green.
That's right.
You can follow Kim on Instagram, Twitter, and at Facebook at The Kim Lee. That's TheKymLee. And, of course, on Tuesdays at The Pretty. All Things Beautiful right here on Praise 100.9.